Good evening and welcome to this today's service of prayer and healing. Especially we welcome the virtual audience or congregation. We hope that you are singing and praying with us. If you are new to today, it is named after a community in France. So this community in the little town of Tézée was founded at the end of World War II by Brother Roger, who was actually a Swiss Protestant. And he was following in the footsteps of his grandmother, who offered hospitality for refugees during the First World War. When the Nazis found out about him, he had to leave. But after the war, he found several other brothers who wanted to take a vow of service. And they came back and established this community. It's a goal of pilgrimage for young people in particular, ages 18 to 35. And thousands of them gather normally in this community. Brother Roger knew that in order to sustain any kind of work, they needed to pray. And he picked three times. The monastic orders do more. But three times, morning, noon, and evening. And he knew we needed to sing together. And so he asked Jacques Berthier, who was a musician, a Frenchman who had either been part of the group or was known to the group, to write music. And at first, Jacques Berthier's music was more complicated than needed be. So Brother Roger said, can you write something simpler? Because we need to repeat it over and over so that we can quiet our minds. And so Berthier did, and he wrote this wonderful chant in four parts most of the time or in a round that is repeatable without going stale or getting tired. So marvelous gift from the Spirit. So when we sing in this service, we sing over and over again the same chant. This is in order to quiet our busy minds so that we can access the presence of God, which is always within and without and never ceases no matter what. But we just sometimes don't take time to notice it. We will be singing most of these chants in English. If we sing one or two in Latin and you want to sing it in English, this was perfectly fine. Even if you were sitting here, we have sometimes people singing in English and sometimes singing in Latin. I will give some different directions as we get toward the healing part. But now we are going to sing enough that we can drop into that wonderful liminal space where the Spirit dwells and be in a worshipful way.
Oh, Holy Spirit, filling the universe as a breath of silence, you tell each of us, be afraid of nothing. Deep within you is the presence of God. Seek and you will find.
Thank you. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd.
We are going to enter into a longer period of silence, and I usually lead us in a meditation that I was given while reading a book called The Heart of Centering Prayer by Cynthia Bourgeau. And it is a way of getting our bodies into this prayer, and it is a way of linking our minds and our hearts together. So if you will find a comfortable way of sitting, you may lie down on the floor if you're at home, anything that helps you be comfortable. And we'll start by bringing awareness to your feet and how they are making contact with the floor. And if you're sitting, you may notice how your sit bones are making contact with the chair cushion. If you're in lotus position on the floor, you may feel the sit bones directly on the floor. And then you may notice your breath. You don't have to fix it or make it anything. Your body mind knows how to breathe for you. But the words for breath and spirit are the same in Hebrew and Greek and other languages too. So when we are bringing our awareness to the breath, we are thinking and linking to the spirit, the Holy Spirit. And if during the long silence your mind wanders, which it will, be gentle with yourself. Simply notice the floor, notice your breath, and begin again. So to access the wisdom seat, we're going to think of that place right above your nose, in between your eyebrows, where some of our Hindu brothers and sisters wear a red circle to remind them that that is the seat of wisdom. We're going to follow that in our imagination back into the center of the head, right between your ears. And we're now right above the spine, and the neck has 7 vertebrae. So we're going to take this wisdom that we've accessed, this mind, and we're going to take 7 steps into the heart space, one by one. So, step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, step 5, step 6, step 7. Now we're at the entrance to the chest, which is where the physical heart lies. The electromagnetic field of the heart is much bigger. It extends 2 to 3 feet all around us. So it's with that space in mind that we bring the wisdom into the seat of compassion. This is where we meet God, our divine self, and God's divine love meet in a particularly intimate way. This is where we access all creation, including everyone we've ever known, living or dead, everyone we're going to meet, all of the cosmos, the tiniest ant, the smallest molecule. They are all within God and accessed in this heart space. So we bring the wisdom into the heart space so that we have wise compassion and compassionate wisdom. And so we enter into a long period of silence, allowing the Spirit of God to speak to us. When Jesus was present on the earth, his disciples saw him to be a man of deep prayer. And they said, "Lord, will you teach us to pray?" And he taught them, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." We come now to that portion of the service where we are intentional about healing prayer. And this is where, if you have gotten a cotton ball or a tissue with some oil on it, or maybe a little cup or dish, you might want to get that. We're in the tradition, time-honored tradition, listed in the Epistle of James. It says, "If any of you are sick, they should come, and the elders will pray and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord." So normally we have people come to the rail and someone prays with them and anoints them, but we'll have to do this a little bit differently. So if you are with someone, the easiest way to do it is to use your thumb and to touch it on the oil, and they make a vertical line on their forehead. That's in the name of the Father. And then you touch it again in the name of the Son. And then one more time, I touch right in the center where the two cross, and the Holy Spirit. You can use Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer. You can use some other Trinitarian formula if you'd like. If you're doing it for yourself, it's easier with the index finger, and because you have to find your forehead. So we will be singing healing music just because today is healing. And remember that healing is something that brings peace, and it doesn't necessarily mean curing, but it always means peace. So let us sing and pray together.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now receive this blessing. Let it fall on you like evening dew, gentle and bringing peace. Know that as you go forth or as you remain, God is with you. God never leaves you, whether we feel God's presence or not. God's Spirit is always at hand. You have only to ask for help. And we know this because Jesus taught us that. So be at peace.